This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, October 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Bay Delta plan update is up and farm flows are down. NRCS training challenge and dock workers and Maritime Alliance to resume talks. Water Board releases draft update to Bay Delta plan. One of the most impactful regulations to California ag is getting a makeover. And after more than 6 years of deliberation, the State Water Board has drafted an update to its contentious Bay Delta plan. The draft proposal would require 55% of Sacramento River flows to remain in the river to support endangered salmon populations. That could range up to 65% depending on the ecosystem needs, but the board is considering a range from 45 to 75%. The state plans to incorporate into the strategy a set of voluntary agreements the Newsom administration linked with its Northern California water districts. The water contributions and habitat restoration projects aim to double the salmon population by 2050. The board also wants to give tribes more prominence in the Bay Delta plan, raising the potential for dividing up the limited resources among more interest groups. The board is gearing up to take, quote, significant public input on the proposal through early 2025, the first in a series of workshops to present the proposal and hear from stakeholders to take place November 20th. Keep in mind, the Water Board will decide in December whether to maintain unimpaired flows for the Scott and Shasta watersheds to protect fish. The board held a lengthy hearing earlier this month to weigh in its options and consider the data. On that note, sport fishing groups are raising alarms over the low number of fall-run Chinook salmon returning to spawn this year. The Golden State Salmon Association last week looked to a low egg count at a national fish hatchery to warn of another closure of the fishing season. A federal council has issued disaster declarations ahead of the last two seasons. Executive Director Scott Artis said October is supposed to be an exciting time of year for thousands of fishing families, but those families are watching another potential salmon horror show unfold because state and federal water policies continue to divert the cold water salmon need to survive. NRCS works on training new hires. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service rapidly staffing up to help farmers with their conservation challenges, and that brings with it the need to train the new employees. However, the agency is finding that many of these new conservationists didn't grow up on a farm and need help understanding the different types of farming systems they'll encounter. While new hires are a welcome sight at labor-strapped local offices, knowledge limitations and an increasing agency workload can challenge their ability to respond to producers' requests for assistance. Noah Wicks reports in the third part of our series, Getting Grounded. Agency officials must now grapple with how to effectively train and retain this generation of younger employees while simultaneously rolling out billions of new farm conservation dollars. The agency recently hit its highest staffing level in more than a decade. You can read Getting Grounded, USDA Works to Train Up a New Generation of Conservationists on our website, www.agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Republican AGs seek Supreme Court validation of broadband program's unconstitutionality. 15 Republican state attorneys general want the Supreme Court to settle the debate over whether the Federal Communications Commission's Universal Service Fund is constitutional. They're arguing it's not. The attorneys general filed an amicus brief urging the High Court to review the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals July ruling that the fund, which defrays the cost of phone and internet access to rural areas, is unconstitutional. The FCC sought review after losing in the Fifth Circuit. The AGs are siding with the Fifth Circuit, arguing USF assessments violate the non-delegation doctrine by placing Congress authority to tax in the hands of the Universal Service Administrative Company, an independent corporation. Congress needs to be the one to act here, not a private band of unaccountable industry participants. The AGs are right. Attorneys general from West Virginia, Alabama, Ohio, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Indiana, South Carolina, Kansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas, Missouri, Virginia, Montana, and Nebraska all signed on to the brief. FDA reports more illness in E. coli outbreak. More illness has been reported in an ongoing E. coli outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. FDA says 75 people have reported illness from E. coli across 13 states, 22 hospitalized as of last Thursday. Two people have developed hemolytic uremic syndrome, which can cause kidney failure. One death has been reported. All the individuals interviewed have reported eating McDonald's. The updated number is a jump from the previous count of 49 illnesses. While federal agencies have not confirmed one source of the outbreak, early traceback data pointing to slivered onions is a likely source. Last week, Taylor Farms issued a voluntary recall for some onion products from its Colorado facility out of concern for possible E. coli contamination. Several fast food chains, including Taco Bell, KFC, and Burger King, announced they stopped using onions from Taylor Farms in select stores as a result. Now, on Friday, McDonald's confirmed that slivered onions from the Colorado Taylor Farms facility were distributed to about 900 stores. Out of a broad concern and commitment to food safety, the fast food giant announces in a statement that it would stop sourcing onions from Taylor Farms' Colorado Springs facility. Dock workers, Maritime Alliance to resume contract discussions next month. The International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance plan to resume contract negotiations next month after agreeing to extend their current contract to January 15, according to a joint statement. Both sides plan to meet in New Jersey to try to iron out a new master contract proposal, but they said in the joint statement that they will not discuss details of negotiations with the media prior to these meetings. Now take note, another strike could come after January 15th if both sides don't come to an agreement by then. Well, here's today's final word. I'm ready to step up, but John clearly can't say the same. That former assembly member Adam Gray, responding to reports of Representative John Duarte and his family nursing operation facing safety violations while he was in charge. Gray is hoping to unseat Duarte in his closely watched race for the Modesto-based district. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.